Always and Forever by Kathy Kelly. Read by Caroline Lennon. Prologue. The woman stood as still as the mountains around her, taking in the view from Mount Carrick House, the windswept, overgrown gardens, and the ragged path leading down to the small lake. Behind her towered Mount Carrick itself. Rob, the estate agent, had told her that Carrig meant rock in Irish. And that's exactly what Mount Carrig was, a spectacular rock, dominating a smaller range of mountains known as the Four Sisters, which swelled to the southwest. Spread out before her lay Carrickwell, the bustling market town that took its name from the mountain. It was bisected by the silver line of the River Tullow, and from here, high up, she could make out the gently winding main street, the sprawl of houses, shops, parks and schools, and the medieval cathedral at the centre. A quarter of a century before, Carrickwell had been a sleepy backwater, within reach of Dublin, but still very much a rural community. Time and the price of houses in the city had turned it into a busier town, but the air of tranquillity had remained. Some said this was because of the ancient ley lines that crossed it. Druids, early Christians, religious refugees, all in their turn had come to Carrickwell and set up home in the benevolent shadow of Mount Carrig, where they could seek refuge and thrive on the pure mountain spring water. On a slope to the left of the mountain were the ruins of a Cistercian monastery, now a honeypot for tourists, watercolour painters and scholars. There was also the remains of a round tower, where the monks had raced up rope ladders to safety when invaders came.